Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. The show is brought to you by Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving clients throughout the Washington, D.C. metro area and across the country. If you'd like to know more about OFP, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Today, we're going to be talking about inherited IRAs. They may be exempt under federal law, and then again, they may not be. They may be exempt under state law, and they may not be. What do I mean by exempt? Well, let's talk about it. Under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, ERISA, that was enacted way back in 1974, individual retirement accounts were included as part of the types of accounts that people can set up to set aside funds and plan for their retirement. It's an extremely popular retirement planning tool. And that makes sure that it's consistent with the purpose for which these were set up, the IRA is also an important asset protection vehicle. Specifically, due to the fact that financial security in retirement meets an important public policy objective, it's well settled under bankruptcy law as well as state law that IRAs generally are exempt from the creditors of the owner of the IRA, with some exceptions, the biggest being whether inherited IRAs are exempt. What do I mean by an inherited IRA? Let's say you set aside funds for yourself during your lifetime for your retirement. You reach age 70 and a half and you start withdrawing from the IRA. If you became bankrupt, those assets would be protected from the claims of your creditors typically. However, in the case of an inherited IRA, that's when you pass away and you've named your spouse or a child as a beneficiary of the IRA. They effectively have inherited your retirement assets. So the question is whether, under the law, these types of assets, the inherited assets, are protected from the claims of creditors of the person who inherited the IRA. Now, again, there's no question that the IRA is protected from your creditors if you're the owner and you basically made the contributions to the IRA. But the case law, at least until recently, generally denied creditor protection to inherited IRAs under state law. Certain themes permeate those decisions. The reasons that the courts use for denying creditor protection in inherited IRAs have included the following. For example, let's say the beneficiary of the inherited IRA is permitted and is in fact required to withdraw amounts from the IRA account without reference to their age or retirement status. If that's the case, and they have the ability, if not the requirement, to make these withdrawals, the courts tend to look at that as being a factor that would militate against asset protection. Number two, for tax purposes, an inherited IRA is treated differently from an IRA. If that's the case, the courts look at that as an unfavorable factor, allowing creditors to go after the inherited IRA's assets. And last, the general themes include an inherited IRA does not fulfill the public policy objective of providing an individual with a secure retirement fund. And this is where, this last factor, is where the courts have started to poke holes in the cases from the past that denied asset protection. There's one exception to the general rule that the majority of cases would deny asset protection in the case of inherited IRAs, and that is in the McClelland case, which came out of the District Court, Bankruptcy Court of Idaho. In that case, the court held that an inherited IRA was exempt under state law. But in that case, it also focused on the Idaho state law exemption statute, which was worded more broadly than many other state statutes that had been considered in the same context. So you have to sort of distinguish that case from other state cases dealing with the exemption. Very recently, there have been a spate of cases that have considered the issue of whether inherited IRAs are exempt under federal bankruptcy law, let alone state law. So we're looking at the federal bankruptcy law. Recently, in In Re Chilton, which is a case that was decided in the bankruptcy court in the Eastern District of Texas in 2010, the bankruptcy court held that inherited IRAs are not protected from the claims of creditors under federal bankruptcy law. The reasoning that they used in that case was similar to one of the factors that I just quoted. They said that the funds contained in an inherited IRA are not funds intended for retirement purposes, but instead are distributed to the beneficiary of the account without regard to age or retirement status. Shortly after the Chilton case was decided, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals reached the opposite conclusion in the Nessa case. In that case, the Eighth Circuit held that an inherited IRA still contained retirement funds, even though they were from a prior owner. And so within the meaning of the federal bankruptcy law, these funds were exempt and were not the debtor's own retirement funds, and stated that the Chilton court's conclusion was wrong. 2 months later, in 2010, the bankruptcy court for the Middle District of Pennsylvania in the Tabor case agreed with the Nessa case and concluded that the exemptions provided by federal bankruptcy law protect retirement funds without actually specifying that they must be in the debtor's retirement funds. Meaning, again, let's say the child inherits an IRA. The child is the debtor. The creditors come after that inherited IRA under the historical majority of the cases where the creditors have succeeded in attacking inherited IRAs. Right after the decision in Tabor, the Southern District of California in the Weilhammer case agreed with the Nessa and Tabor courts. In that case, they stated, again, funds in an inherited IRA are in fact retirement funds, even though they're retirement funds of a non-debtor. And the Chilton court failed to enforce the federal bankruptcy statute's plain language as it reads the statute as meaning the debtor's retirement funds. So, to summarize, the majority of courts that have considered the issue of whether an inherited IRA should have the same exemption as a regular IRA have found that inherited IRAs do not have the same exemption. And only one court interpreted a state exemption, not the federal bankruptcy exemption statute, to provide for an exemption. The statute at issue in that case was worded much more broadly than many other state exemptions. But under federal bankruptcy law, federal exemption law, the trend seems to be in favor of an exemption for inherited IRAs based on the reasoning that inherited IRAs contain, quote, retirement funds within the meaning of the federal bankruptcy law exemption statute, even though they're not the debtor's own retirement funds. So the Nessa case, the Tabor case, the Weilhammer case, recent 2010 decisions seem to be granting federal bankruptcy law protection where none used to exist. And this is an important development. It's not clear what effect, if any, these recent cases interpreting federal bankruptcy law will have on debtors that rely on state exemptions under from creditors' claims. So remember, the federal bankruptcy law exemptions might apply, but they may not be protected under state bankruptcy law exemptions. So because it remains unclear whether an inherited IRA is exempt from creditors, the IRA owner who's concerned about providing creditor protection to his kids or other designated beneficiaries may want to consider the advantages of designating a trust as the beneficiary of the IRA. We often do that, for example, in the case of married couples. On the death of the second spouse, the designated recipient, the designated beneficiary, instead of being the individual children, it may make sense to have that be a trust designated as the beneficiary of the IRA, which provides spendthrift protection to the beneficiaries of the trust, whether it's pursuant to the terms of the trust instrument or state law. The trust that's designated as the beneficiary of an inherited IRA could be structured as what we call a conduit trust, which we've talked about before. A conduit trust is a trust, as its name suggests, that acts as a conduit for distributions from the inherited IRA. It receives the required minimum distributions from the inherited IRA as owner of the inherited IRA, and then passes those distributions out from the trust to the beneficiaries of the trust. Although the distributions from the inherited IRA will, of course, no longer be protected from creditors once they're paid out to the beneficiaries, the advantages of the conduit trust are that, if they're drafted properly, it's clear that the life expectancy that's used to determine the amount and the timing of these distributions from the IRA to the beneficiaries will be that of the beneficiary receiving the distributions from the trust. Another idea is to use a purely discretionary trust, but you have to be careful because if it doesn't satisfy certain other requirements, it could subject the entire amount left to the trust to immediate income taxation, thereby accelerating the income tax consequences. If you'd like to know more about the protections afforded to IRAs and inherited IRAs for asset protection purposes and in structuring your beneficiary designations to maximize asset protection, give us a call at 703-218-2100. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth, brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman. Stay tuned for our very special guest right after these messages.